Hello, this is Danny from Toronto. You're listening to Stuttering is Cool, episode 91. Let me set the scene here. I'm lying down in my backyard. The sun is out. I have my shirt off, trying to get some vitamin C, D, sorry, and hopefully not a sunburn. Here comes a truck. There we go. See some bugs at this level of me lying down on the grass. You could see some bugs flying around, and I'm hoping for to see some dragonflies because I like dragonflies, not just tigers. Okay, let's get started on today's episode, which is five things that resonated with me at the NSA conference. Absolutely awesome conference. If you haven't had a chance to listen to my episode 90, which is my audio collage of sorts, special presentation of my first experience of the NSA conference, clocks in over a little bit of an hour, I invite you to do so. Well, let's get started. Number one is the importance to involve the entire family. This I never realized, and I can't believe I never realized it's so important to involve the family. I always felt like I was by myself as the stutterer, right? It's up to me to take speech therapy. It's up to me to work on the speech therapy and the speech tools. Up to me to, I don't know, seek out other stutterers to meet. And at the conference, I saw families, lots of families, sessions of siblings, sessions for siblings of stutterers. And, you know, there was a research symposium. A workshop on current stuttering research. And, you know, Toronto's own Luc Daniel of the University of Toronto presented, as well as Marilyn, I forgot her last name, my apologies, from the iStar program in Alberta. I talked about the iStar in a previous episode, and she was talking about how their speech therapy involves kids, involves the parents in the sessions. So yes, very important. I so advocate that, you know, involving the family. Because, you know, they need to know, like, you know, sometimes they don't know how to deal with, when they, you know, with their stuttering, family member. Number two, the importance of involving your loved ones in your change. This came directly out of, I learned all about this in Pam Mertz's workshop. She's the one who produces the Fantabulous, Women Who Stutter podcast. Look it up on iTunes. And so, importance of your change. What change is this? In a nutshell, it is when you start to change as a result of your speech therapy, your acceptance, you're going to support groups and such, and the NSA conference. No, you get all this new confidence, right? So, it's great to involve your loved ones, right? In your new confidence, right? Because otherwise, you know, they might even feel shut out in one important aspect of your life. One day they'll have like this person in their house that they don't even recognize anymore. So be sure to include your loved ones in your changes. And that fits perfectly with the importance to involve the entire family, the entire loved ones, because you could talk about stuttering, right? Like, why make stuttering such a taboo topic, right? Why? Like, there's no point. Let me see. Number two, number three is the all kinds of people stutter, all walks of life. I know it's obvious to say that. I've met all kinds of people, all walks of life, professions, ages. People that looked really cool, like those cool kids in high school that would snub you, not here. They wouldn't snub me, right? Like, everybody was all like, hey, how's it going, this and this. They're all approachable. Everyone is there for the same reason as you, to meet other stutterers. And it was just so awesome to to get that inspiration, that motivation from people, from every stutterer that I met of all stuttering levels, where they, you know, you hear their stories and they just tell you, yeah, I stutter severely and I continue to do my job that involves speaking. And just stutterers are awesome people. The challenges that we face and we go ahead and we do it. Awesome people. Stutterers are awesome people. I'm a bit biased on that because I stutter. Not on this episode, but that's what happens when I record by myself. I don't tend to stutter a lot. Let me see. Number four is the importance of not telling a stutterer how to speak, how to feel, what to believe about speech, right? Some stutterers, like myself, are all for acceptance. Others are all for getting rid of their stutter. They don't like it. They just want fluency. Neither is correct or incorrect. I beg to differ on the fluency part, but that's me. Again, that's my belief. Maybe your belief is different. I want to hear it. CoolStutter@gmail.com. Record an audio file and I'll play it on the next episode. You can only offer your opinion. We're all entitled to our opinions. I feel that we are entitled to encourage. Entitled to encourage, but encouraged to encourage, right? You can always offer tips. You can always offer advice. But it's up to the person that you're offering it to make the ultimate decision, right? So that's what I try to do each and every episode. I try, and I hope I'm not coming across as telling you what to do, but I try to just encourage. Only encourage, offer some tips, some food for thought, and then I'd like to hear from you, what you think of the tips, or for you to offer some tips. CoolStutter@gmail.com. Send me an audio file, and I'll play it. On the next episode, I play everything that comes in. So it's not like I do selective or anything. Just, you know, careful on, you know, if you say anything bad. I don't want to put the explicit tag. One more. The experience of stuttering without shame or fear is, in a word, as I close my book, awesome. That's what happens at the conference, the NSA conference. 4 days. You're hanging out with stutterers, new people that you've met. They all know exactly what you're thinking, what you're feeling. They all know because they stutter too. And you end up stuttering without thinking ahead for words, without even thinking, uh-oh, what's going to come out of my mouth? You're not watching what you're saying or listening to what you're saying, being very guarded. It's just, I stutter and it's awesome to do so in front of other people who stutter, and it's awesome.
The creation of the Stuttertini.
Yay!
Two cups vodka, or two parts vodka.
We're using cups because we're luscious. We're making an entire pitcher.
1 cup of triple sec. Num, num, num.
I don't even know if that's going to be enough.
No, we're going to make it more.
We're making another batch. All right, sorry. I'm getting everything open for you here.
Oh,
oh. I got it. It was just wet. There you go. Grenadine.
1/2 cup of delicious grenadine.
And here's your pineapple juice. Probably should have shaken it first.
Yeah, we need to make a lot more of this.
Okay. Well, we can just do.
That is red.
Double or triple the recipe.
Or as much vodka as we have, I guess.
So you can go ahead and put in like double the. I know. Double the pineapple juice, I guess.
This is where the sink.
Okay. That's probably smart.
So a cup in it.
I guess a cup. And then we'll go ahead and double everything else. And just work backwards. There you go. I'm going to put that in a better container too. I'm gonna go back to the grenadine, which was what? Half?
Yeah.
And it looks like cough syrup.
That's good.
Which I guess it basically is, minus the medicine. Triple sec was 1. All right. One. And the vodka. We are high class with our Burnett's $8 bottle of vodka or whatever it is. This was two.
I bought the big one, so it's 14.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Okay, oops.
She spells vodka.
Yeah. All right, now we have a whole pitcher.
So, it's that simple. Vodka, triple sec, grenadine, and pineapple juice. Theoretically, I would shake it, but since it's in a big-ass pitcher, I cannot do that. So I'll be stirring with a wooden spoon, if I could find one.
On the bottom.
There we go. Wooden spoon. Stir, stir. Can you hear that? It sounds awesome. Okay, a little licky-licky of the spoon.
We even have fake plastic martini glasses.
Because we're high class again.
Yeah, we are. What's up? All right. I'm gonna attach the top to the pitcher. Ice it down. Serve them up.
Ooh, that was loud. Sorry, guys.
That was. All right, first one going in the glass.
Oh, these are really weird. Oops.
Good. And Danny, you were right. It is violently pink.
Thanks,
wow. Danny. All right, okay. Let's try to take a picture. Let's see here. All right. Okay, let's see. Camera. Keep them all together. All right. Our first Stutter Teenies. Okay. We miss you guys from the NSA, so we're doing this in memory of you. Bottoms up.
Cheers.
It's...
tastes like a sweet martini.
Yes, got a slight hint of rubbing alcohol and cough syrup.
Maybe we'll work on it.
It probably would have been good if it was over ice and was really shaken.
Yeah.
I get a couple like different flavors, like different things hit me at different times. So maybe if it was shaken together. Otherwise,
we're just gonna get drunk. So
good call.
Cheers.
All right.
Thank you, Mandy and Jean, my new bestest friends from the conference. I met so many bestest friends in those 4 days. It's amazing. So I hope to see you next year in Texas. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I will try my best. It's awesome. And I want to hear from you. Feel free to stutter as much as you need to. Feel free to practice your speech tools. If you don't want to stutter, that's fine too. I just want to hear from you. Talk about whatever you like. And coolstutter@gmail.com.
Hi there, everybody. This is Pam, otherwise known as Stutter Rockstar, the original Stutter Rockstar. One of my favorite moments was realizing that the wristbands that were done up for this year's conference for people said stutter like a rock star. And I was just so enamored with that one, of course, because I am a stutter rock star. I wore my t-shirt that good friend Jamie made for me. And actually got a lot of good conversation started up with that. I wore that shirt to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the first night at the conference. I had a lot of good moments at this year's conference. Namely, meeting Danny, or Stutter Dude, meeting Sarah Bryant, meeting Tamara Nunez. It was just really cool meeting people that I had only previously connected with on Facebook and Twitter. So to meet people like that in person and actually like them, and and have you know, a good time with everybody was really wonderful. It was also really cool to, on the plane on my way to Cleveland, to recognize somebody else from the Albany area that I had no idea was going to the conference, who I had run into at a couple of local workshops, Lindsay. So it was real nice to catch up with Lindsay, and I'm sure we're going to stay in touch with each other now that we're back from the conference and realize how close we both are to each other. And it was really, really nice. It's always good to meet, you know, catch up with old friends, but it was really nice to spend a lot of time this year with first-timers. I really enjoyed that, and I really think that that's an important part of getting together at stuttering conferences. When we reach out and make connections and establish relationships with first-timers, it means a lot to that person that goes for the first time. I remember my own experience four years ago, going to my first conference and feeling very overwhelmed and not really having very many people coming up to me and saying hello and you know, introducing me and making me feel comfortable. I'm not afraid to admit that. It kind of didn't happen like everybody had said it would. So, you know, since I've become so much more assertive and outgoing over the last couple of years, I really wanted to make sure that I did that. So I met some fantastic people that I know I'm going to be friends with, you know, throughout the year, staying in touch with either through my blog or the podcast or, you know, the various social media. It seems like everybody's on Facebook. And I guess the last moment that I would mention was I really, really, really enjoyed the times that I spent with some of the teenagers at this conference. I had an opportunity to go to Laurie St. Martin's and Joseph Diaz's Fearless Stuttering Workshop for Teenagers. And the teens invited me into their group, and I felt just so welcomed and included and honored, actually, that they were okay to discuss, you know, certain things with an adult present. And I also really enjoyed doing some videos with some of the very cool rock star teenagers. And those videos are complete and done and will soon be on the NSA website. So to all of you listening to this, if you hadn't had the opportunity yet to do a stuttering convention, you know, whether it be NSA or Friends or you know, either one, you really need to do it, because you just don't find an experience where you're surrounded by so many people that sound like you, experience the same challenges with our speech every day, and where it's so overwhelmingly acceptable to just be who you are and present yourself to the world like that. So thank you, Stutter Dude, for asking for our feedback, and this has been Stutter Rockstar. Take it easy.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Hello? How's it going?
Oh, hey, it's going fine. Just still going through the high of the conference.
Yeah, the conference was so amazing. I guarantee you are going to live off of it for a long time.
Oh, good. Good, because I never want that feeling to go away. Yeah, so I hope... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask if you had a memorable experience at the conference.
Oh, yes. Yes, hands down, it far exceeded my expectations. I've always heard how great and awesome it was. So I knew that it was going to be great and awesome, but I didn't know how much more it would be.
These are the, I tell people that these are the 4 days out of the year that I live for. I live 361 days a year for these 4 days.
I don't blame you. They're fantastic. I just wish the conference went on longer.
Well, a lot of people always say that, but the bottom line is you were there, you stood up and were counted, and you better be there in Texas next year.
Oh, I'm definitely making the effort to go.
Fantastic.
And your name, just so we can get an introduction?
My name is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N. The last name is Kaufman, K-A-U-F, as in Franklin, M-A-N, and I am from the suburbs of Long Island, New York.
So this is your fifth time having gone to the conference. What have you learned this time around? What resonated with you this time around?
Every year I learned something new, and at this conference, I guess the biggest thing that I learned is that I am so grateful for everything the NSA Nation has given me and what I give them. There's a proverb that I read in the Bible, and actually this is going to sound funny because I'm Jewish and I'm quoting this biblical proverb. I believe it's in the book of Matthew, and it says, to whom much is given, much is expected. I know that the NSA Nation expects me to give 130%, which I am proud to do. And what I've learned from this conference, maybe even more so than anything else, is that for the first time in my life, I am in love. And what I mean by that is I'm just so in love with everything about the NSSA. I'm in love with going up to people and talking and getting them to share their stories. I'm in love with making a difference. I'm just in love with all things NSA, and it's the greatest feeling in the world. This, I wish everyone could experience this kind of love.
Stutter Teeny 1, stutters 0.
Whoa.
They're pretty good, they work well. Yep. Got drunk, sleepy, whatnot. Watched a show called Black Books, which is from England, and drank every time that they. What did we do?
Drank when they drank,
because they drank a lot. Hot,
whatever word,
or whenever they made fun of one certain person on the show.
Yeah.
So it was fun. We had a good time, and Stutter Teenies 1, Stutter 0.